This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
America is coming up on the one-year anniversary of January 6th on Thursday. Polls by Axios, both before and after last year's occupation on Capitol Hill. 2,500 people were polled last year and 2,600 people this year. A slim majority of Americans say President Biden won the 2020 election at 55%. A quarter of Americans do not believe Joe Biden should be president, and 16% say they just don't know. In a letter to colleagues this week, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the Democrat from New York, said the Senate will debate and vote on changing Senate rules if Republicans block a vote on stripping the states of voting rights and nationalizing our elections to Washington, D.C.
We're discussing them in private with Senators Manchin, Senator Sinema, and before we vote on them, or whichever one we've arrived at, you'll hear and see about it.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As America's inflation continues to exhaust American wallets of its buying power, economists say more spending would make things only worse. Yet President Biden's partisan and massive social spending bill may still have life.
Negotiations on President Biden's Build Back Better plan are stalled after West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin announced he wouldn't support it. Senator Manchin says he's willing to hear out supporters of Build Back Better.
We'll have to see what their desires are and what their priorities are right now. They feel very strongly about that, and I respect that. I just had a different of opinion. And
Senate Majority Leader and New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer wants a vote on the Build Back Better Act later this month. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For the second time in a decade, Californians will face mandatory restrictions governing their outdoor water use as conservation efforts have fallen short. Letting sprinklers run onto the sidewalk could result in a $500 daily fine. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
A heroic dog found on a New Hampshire highway led police to its owner, who was ejected from a pickup truck at a nearby crash site on Monday night. New Hampshire State Police Officer Lieutenant Daniel Baldessare on NBC5.
Almost alerting them to what was off the roadway, which they discovered a truck which had been overturned with two gentlemen that were ejected from the vehicle.
A German shepherd named Tinsley was spotted by witnesses on Interstate 89 in Lebanon. When a state trooper and a Lebanon police officer approached the dog, the animal darted northbound on the highway and crossed into Vermont. Driver Cam Laundrie talks about his dog's efforts.
She's my little guardian angel, you know. It's a miracle, you know, how she has that kind of intelligence and to do what she did.
Remember back in the day when BlackBerry devices ruled the world? Well, we've reached the end of an era.
As of Tuesday, legacy services for BlackBerry devices ceased. That means any device running classic BlackBerry software is no longer reliable. The company's Android-based smartphones, however, will continue to function normally. BlackBerry now focuses on providing security software for enterprises and governments. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
For more information, please visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Fresh and independent, this is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We got the New York Times best-selling author and legal analyst, the one and only No Baloney, James Herson. What a great way to kick off the new year, Mr. James. How are we doing, buddy?
Doing fantastic. You know, we're going into 2022. We didn't expect what we got in 2021, but, you know, hope springs eternal.
Amen. So we're, hey, I'm thinking, James, I'm thinking our best year ever. I'm thinking it. I'm praying. I'm asking God that may it be so, that this would be our best year ever.
Yeah, well, that's my prayer as well. And you know, I just pray that there's a revival in this country, that
Amen.
People get their priorities together and turn away from evil and towards good, and turn away from the world and turn towards God. And, you know, so, but there's some promising things going on. I mean, especially in the courts.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly there's promising things going with people finding out data points that they need to know. One thing we know for sure now is that the gloves are off and the masks are off
mm-hmm.
with these high-tech companies, because they're faked fact-checking and this suspending people's accounts, prominent mm-hmm. people, members of Congress, prominent scientists being suspended for not for opinions, but for posting factual data.
Exactly.
And that is something, we use throw the term around Orwellian, but that's beyond. I mean, George Orwell wouldn't even believe.
Mm.
And how this,
we're living out a novel, James. James, we're living out a novel. That's what makes it so astonishing. You go, wait a minute, this is something you read about in a novel, but you don't live it out. But this is exactly what we're doing, is we're living this out. And you wonder, you say, well, when is enough enough? And as you see, you're calling for a revival. Well, you know, God has given us the prescription. You know, he says, first of all, it starts with my people. You know, if you're one of God's people called by his name, hello, we need you. You know, we need you to listen up here. We've got to check ourselves and make sure that we're not engaging in evil things. We turn from that. We turn toward God. We're honest with God about it. If we've messed up, we've messed up. We go to God. We ask for forgiveness. He says, look it, you do that, I'll honor your request. I'll forgive you your sins and I'll heal your land. And so the kind of things that we're looking for, because God in his inimitable redemptive manner, James, will clear the deck like you and I could not even imagine. You know what I mean?
No, yeah, I do. And that's, you know, obviously we refer to the blessed hope, the mm-hmm. blessed hope, meaning when the Lord and Savior returns.
Right.
But we always have a hope of divine intervention. And there are people now out there saying, you know, look, this has gone so far that I don't see it turning around without divine intervention. But,
exactly.
But it, there are signs of, you know, the blessing of this period where people had to reassess priorities is that many Americans and many people around the world have found that there is a great spiritual priority that they need to place higher in their life. Well, that's a positive, and it may, when we look back someday, maybe we'll find that that's the divine purpose of all this. But the fact is, there's always an optimism. People make resolutions. There's something about the new year. It's the newness of the new year. And, of course, we yearn for that newness, and, you know, that's why the Lord said, I make all things new. But He makes them new in a different way than the world with a capital W.
Right.
But there's these, you know, what George W. Bush Sr., George H. W. Bush used to call the 1,000 points of light. And he said, you know, that there's these points of light out there, these places of optimism. Well, we can see that in the midst of the evil and darkness.
What people need to open their eyes to, James, is that God designed the world in such a way that there were built-in bumpers and built-in laws, universal laws, like the law of gravity. That when we're true to the law of gravity, it serves us, and it serves us well. When we violate it, hey, we get to feel the consequences of the violation of said gravity. Well, it's not only in gravity, but it's everything about our life, our government, how our government is supposed to work, how our health system is supposed to work, how our immigration, our national security, all these things God has put into play and has established long before there was ever a Joe Biden even thought of, and the Democratic Party and Nancy Pelosi and everything that's all political. And right now, they're out of their lane. They've been out of their lane for a long time. And look what it's gotten us. It's gotten us a dysfunctional government that is not serving the people, that is now serving themselves, and the people more and more are up in arms, and they're outraged about it and saying, enough of this stuff. I mean, COVID right now seems to be the agitating point, but it's much deeper than that. But to your earlier point, that when revival comes, it will be better than people can imagine, because we don't even know and really fully realize the depth of the corruption, the depth of the deception that has been taking place. All we know for the most part is we don't like it, it doesn't feel right for us, and this isn't a good thing for America or for the world.
I love your metaphor of God designing the world with bumpers, that there's these limits, and it's clear when, you know, even if you look at astrophysics, you see these immutable laws, you see the intelligent designer. But we, in the world that we live in, which is a world of deception now, one of the greatest deceits, and it's been foisted by those on the left ever since the Russian Revolution. And it's the idea that there's no such thing as sin, meaning wrongdoing that would offend the character of the creator of the universe. And that, of course, has led... And by the way, it's an intentional thing, because the founders of communism and the people who want to have global communism, they want to attack marriage, the family, traditional notions of right and wrong. Obviously, they don't want law enforcement. They don't really want laws. So they kind of worship at as a libertine altar, hedonistic, and it leads to bondage and darkness and nowhere. But that little lie, you know, there's nothing wrong. In other words, that guilt that you feel deep down, what we used to call a conscience, we got to suppress that and substitute something else in there, is what the current media and educational institutions do to our kids and to us. Mm-hmm. But there's a reason for that, Gil. There's a reason for that uneasy feeling when things are wrong.
Exactly.
When people are doing wrong in relation to God's immutable laws. Mm-hmm. And we have to set it right.
Exactly. James, we got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there when we come back. More from James Hurston after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
I'm
We're back with you, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. James Hurston, legal analyst, best-selling New York Times author, is with us. James, just to put a bow on what you were saying earlier, is that we have to respect God's immutable laws. I mean, he very, very succinctly said to Cain, if you remember, in the book of Genesis, he said to him after he, you know, he killed his brother. He said, Cain, if you do well, will it not go right for you? I mean, think about that. If you do well, and what is well and what is right mean? It is one and the same. It's doing those things that are right by God, that are righteous and holy. So if we follow God, I mean, it's that simple. You know, we do right, it will go well for us. And we know it experientially. You and I have been around decades enough to, by experience, to realize that when we followed God's formula, it's gone well for us. When we decided that we're going to shortcut it and do something different, then we've paid the price of it. Because that is the wages of sin. The wages of sin is death. It's separation from God. It is, as you say, that nagging in our very soul, in our conscience, though some people have seared their conscience, but for people who are called by the name of God, their conscience is still alive and well. And I pray that they would adhere and respond to it, encourage others to do the same, because if we're going to get this country back on track and realize the best year ever of our lives, it is going to be because we've decided to turn back to God.
No, absolutely. And it's interesting you say that. The wages of sin is death. That's very profound, but that is, that's the word of God.
Yeah.
So that means that people who are filled with sin or people who lead a life of sin are destined to death. Well, and what a terribly depressing idea. But see, a God who was never created, always existed, is omnipotent, cannot die. But a God who is melded with human, with a human nature, can die. And so one time we were able, and that's what we just celebrated, is when God became amalgamed with the human nature and was able to die in our place for what we deserve for our sins, which is death. Mm-hmm. And that helps, because people always ask, well, you know, why? Why would the Son of God have to die and then rise from the dead? And it's because the wages of sin is death, and God is essentially paying our fine
exactly
for our wrongdoing. Mm-hmm. And does that mean that we just, you know, we ignore God's immutable laws? No, it means that in our grace, in our rejoicing of this free gift, we choose to live a life of holiness,
yeah,
because it's in accordance with pleasing the creator of the universe.
Well, and the other benefit, James, is you're free from sin and death. Think about that. You're really free from, you know, the fear of it all. I mean, and which really kind of brings us back to, you know, you and I talked before we began this interview about Betty White. You know, Betty White was asked if she was afraid of death, which I thought was a curious question from an interviewer to ask somebody. I think she was about 90 years old when she was asked that question. And Betty White was unhesitating about it. And she said, no, not at all. I mean, you could tell Betty White was, you know, she had a relationship with God. And she was just so precious. I mean, you know, she said to the interviewer, she goes, when I get to heaven, this is what I envision, you know. I'm going to go, hi, God, this is Betty. And, where's Alan, her husband?
Yeah.
I thought that was so precious, you know, that of the things she'd want to know is, you know, first of all, hey, you know, it's me, Betty, I'm here, hi. And, you know, where's Alan?
Because, you know, I never got to meet Betty White. I know people who worked with her, and there's just this universal love for her from and it's apolitical. It has nothing to do with any kind of ideological point of view of everything. It's just that she was America's sweetheart for sure. But I did happen to see there was a show on with Valerie Bertinelli and a number of other female stars called Hot in Cleveland. Betty White was on that show for years. Mm-hmm. And they had the making of one of those shows. And you saw Betty White backstage and candid. And she was constantly on, first of all, constantly cracking one-liners, making people laugh, filling the room with joy.
Mm-hmm.
And she was also everyone's sister, mother, and BFF. Was always all the crew, all the other stars. And her presence on any project made the project better, not just because of her talent, but because of the kind of human being she was, with all that incredible love and affection that she carried around. You know, she attended a church, the Unity Church, which is a little bit unorthodox, but one of the things that church teaches is just that God is love, you know? Mm. And I think that's what the way Betty White viewed her relationship with the divine.
Well, and as we know, died at 99, just short of her 100th birthday. In fact, she had tweeted out before she passed that she was surprised but delighted and looking forward to celebrating her 100th year birthday. But, you know, with that, we're reminded that, you know, God does promise us, you know, life, not necessarily a long life, but an opportunity to live a life well lived. And this was Betty White's choice. And I think we can all agree that she's an example of a life well lived.
Yeah, absolutely. But what an amazing life. I have to say, Betty White was so healthy, so vibrant at 99. The internet is full of people suspecting and asking, you know, does this have something to do with a booster shot? Because we've had a lot of people pass away suddenly, and some of them close to one of these shots, others, you know, farther away. But there's no reporting or follow-up or anything in relation to whether a sudden...
There was any association with it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that there's any correlation. Yeah.
Right,
and,
exactly.
Yeah.
Well, we got about a minute and a half left, and I did want to address your column about the Kurt Warner story. What a great movie, American Underdog, huh?
No, not only is it, you know, it's the Irwin brothers again. These guys have become the masters of the genre for faith-based films. But what they did, first of all, it's a story that if a Hollywood screenwriter brought it to a studio and said, look, here's a piece of fiction. You know, it's about a guy from a small school. He's stocking shelves in a grocery store, getting minimum wage. He gets a walk-on with a NFL team. He ends up taking the team to the Super Bowl, winning MVP and the Super Bowl MVP, and ends up a Hall of Famer. And the studio would say, that's ridiculous. That wouldn't really happen.
Right.
But Kurt Warner's actual story is a fairy tale. It's incredible. And so there was it's perfect material. But Kurt Warner happens to be an amazing man of faith. And the biggest part of the film focuses on a love story.
Well, James, we'll leave it there. And to be continued, Happy New Year, my friend. I so appreciate you. Thank you for coming on the show. James Herson, New York Times bestselling author and legal analyst right here.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
America is coming up on the one-year anniversary of January 6th on Thursday. Polls by Axios, both before and after last year's occupation on Capitol Hill. 2,500 people were polled last year and 2,600 people this year. A slim majority of Americans say President Biden won the 2020 election at 55%. A quarter of Americans do not believe Joe Biden should be president, and 16% say they just don't know. In a letter to colleagues this week, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the Democrat from New York, said the Senate will debate and vote on changing Senate rules if Republicans block a vote on stripping the states of voting rights and nationalizing our elections to Washington, D.C.
We're discussing them in private with Senators Manchin, Senator Sinema, and before we vote on them, or whichever one we've arrived at, you'll hear and see about it.
USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
America, Bill Martinez here, and guess what? I told you we're going to have her back, and we're a pleasure to have Andrea Smith back with us. She's at the Consumer Electronics Show, CES, the biggest. This is the largest electronics show on the planet, isn't it, Andrea?
Oh, I have to tell you, this is huge. It's normally huge. When I was here 2 years ago, pre-COVID, there were about 180,000 people here and over 4,000 exhibitors. So, of course, as you would imagine, it's a little bit scaled back this year. In fact, it's a lot scaled back. But there's still over 2,000 exhibitors. I am on the show floor right now where they are actually building out at the last second, the last touches, finishing touches to the booths.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just to give you an idea, when it started back in 1967, because I remember I was around 250 exhibitors, something like, about 17,000 plus attendees. So it has got massive and, yes, tamped down a little bit because of the COVID conditions. But nonetheless, sure. a lot of excitement, a lot of great displays. And, this thing has been snowballing over the decades. And so it's got to be real exciting for you to see it up close and personal and to be able to report to us about what's going on and what are the hot trends that you're seeing there on the floor.
Oh, my God, it's been so great. So today is day one, but I have gotten, as you know, we've already spoken, I got a sneak peek at some stuff. Last night I saw some cool stuff, and the trends here are all about the TVs, the VR, the AR, the really cool entertainment things. One thing I'm noticing, you know I always tell you this, Bill, that we see products here that are going to be coming out throughout the year. These are the things that people are starting to look at and say, here's a trend. But what I like is there are some products here that you can get now. So, for instance, Samsung is bringing its latest tech innovations to consumers with the Samsung Galaxy S21 SE 5G. Now, this is all the fan-favorite features of their flagship S21 in a more affordable device, which I love because it just means more people can get this. You're going to get the 6.4-inch dynamic AMOLED display, 120Hz refresh rate, which means smoother scrolling, that pro-grade camera system, all-day battery life, support for fast charging. Just, it's a great phone, and I love that it's available now. And then exactly. We're also seeing a lot of personalization in the smart home space. People wanting to create their own entertainment environments, especially with smart LED lighting. So a company called Govee, their Glide wall lights are colorful, they're smart, and they're reactive. Basically, the technology lets you customize and display up to 55 colors at one time. So, I don't know, maybe you want to match your team's colors one day. You just snap these light segments together to create your own designs. And then what's so cool is it reacts to music. So you can get the lights to change as your music plays. You can use Alexa to control them. And a lot of people are using these, Bill, to, like, put on the back of their TVs so that the light reflects on the wall. It's pretty awesome.
Well, can you hook it up to, a hometown or your home team touchdown extravaganza behind your TV that you have an in-house explosion of color and fireworks and everything, right, huh?
You just say, Alexa, touchdown, and it'll go, woohoo.
Yeah, exactly. Or when the husband unit walks in the room and everything like that, you hit the right button and everything explodes,
yep.
And, and he just feels like he's very well appreciated. Why not?
That's an interesting use case there, yep.
You see, you get me started here. It's all your fault. We're talking with Andrea Smith, our favorite tech expert, award-winning journalist, and she's there at CES, the Consumer Electronics Show, and getting a hands-on look. You know, Andrea, when you go to things like this, it's always fascinating is how the buzz starts. It starts and then it just keeps on picking up, and then what was the initial buzz and how it evolves over the 2-day period is going to be real exciting. So the buzz right now, what are you hearing at the early stages of what people are attracted to and what is catching their attention?
Yeah, so, you know, we talked about this, the whole metaverse buzz, right? The metaverse, the NFT, people are talking about that. I'm also seeing a lot of robots, a lot of smart robots designed to help elderly people age in place, designed to help make life a little bit easier for people. The fitness, the health and fitness section, also just huge. But the other thing that's happening is companies are also saying, okay, so we've been home for 2 years, basically. We're really changing the way we live our lives. You know, we're changing our habits and our patterns. And they have created products for that. So as another example, Samsung totally upping our entertainment options with the Freestyle, a flexible projector that gives you cinema-quality entertainment on the go. It's got a 180-degree cradle stand with built-in autofocus. You can use it as an all-in-one party device. You can play music, set that mood lighting we talked about, project videos. And with 360-degree sound, well, you're going to have an incredible listening experience. And then the last trend, I would say, not the last trend, but another trend is baby tech. This is such big business. I can't believe it, and I don't know where it was when my baby was a baby. But there's all these high-tech baby monitors that let you watch your baby sleep, track your baby. My favorite is from a company called Owlet. They have the Dream Duo, and it gives parents a complete picture, including sleep quality indicators, of how their baby is doing, like how many times they woke up in the night, their movement, their heart rate.
Oh,
so parents can really understand and improve their baby's sleep. It comes with a DreamStock wearable baby monitor, an Owlet cam with 1080p HD video, the Dream app, an Owlet sleep learning program, and boy, I wish I had one of these when
yes,
I had a
exactly.
baby.
Wow, you and me both. Andrea, you know, with all this technology and everything, how's the bandwidth load? You know, 5G is here. It continues to expand. You know, like you say, a lot of in-home businesses, education, all that continues in 2022. But we can only do so much with the bandwidth. And it seems that our bandwidth geniuses are working as hard as they can to stay ahead of this quickly expanding technology.
Yeah, well, you know, you've heard all the 5G issues with the airlines and, you know, trying to move forward with that. But, you know, don't forget, I mean, I live in the New York area, so, you know, we've got great bandwidth. But don't forget, you know, 5G has not hit all over the country yet. We certainly don't have it in so many places. So I think we're still a little bit far out from seeing that big connectivity and huge boost in the Internet of Things that is the dream and hope of 5G.
Yeah, exactly. I think that for some of the people, you know, that have been leaving your state, they look back over their shoulder and say, well, can I bring my 5G with me? Well, it'll follow you. You just may have to be patient. That's one of the that goes along with a little bit of the choice you make. Well, you know, you're there at the at CES, and what, is there something there that sticks out that maybe you don't necessarily need but you want?
Yes. Cars. The car tech here is incredible. I mean, they have devoted an entire hall just to automobile tech. That is how huge that is coming here. And I have to say, like 6, 7, 8 years ago when I was coming to CES, maybe there were two car companies here. So, you know, cars that can self-park, cars that have all of these systems built in, the safety features. I mean, that's the stuff I'm going to go look at after I wrap up here this morning.
Well, I heard they have a car that's coming out that'll do your makeup for you and everything. well, it's self-parked.
That would be pretty good.
I mean, you know, hey, I'm just thinking of the women. You know, that's what I'm thinking.
Thank you.
You know, we're just here to serve. Well, Andrea Smith, award-winning journalist and tech expert, she's reporting live from Vegas at the Consumer Electronics Show. Andrea, thank you so much as always. We appreciate it. And boy, I tell you, we can't wait to, you know, get our hands on some of this new technology that's coming down the road.
Oh, me too, Bill. And I guarantee you a couple of months from now, you and I are going to be chatting again over the holiday time, and I'm going to be telling you all about this stuff.
Well, definitely looking forward to it. Well, you be safe and you take care.
Thank you, Bill.
Exergen would like you to know about an important new study by the FDA. It confirms what the medical community has always known. Non-contact thermometers are not accurate, and they fail to meet FDA requirements for accuracy in labeling. With new strains of COVID on the rise, we can't afford to tolerate rampant false temperature readings from non-contact thermometers. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. You need Exergen thermometers because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure. Be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home.
Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Your opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
You be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal.
Well, you can call her Al, but she won't answer. You got to call her Rachel. I mean, that's what I found out the hard way. Rachel Alexander is with us, the attorney contributor to Town Hall, WND, and the Christian Post and Newsmax. And she's here to talk about, things that are happening out in Arizona and across the country. And Rachel, how you doing? Happy New Year.
I'm doing great, and I used to work with Al, but it's been a while now.
Yeah, well, but we keep rhyming, that's okay. We can make it work. Hey, speaking of which, I wanted to get your read on what's going on in Arizona, that big lie that just won't go away, that's just frustrating, the holy what have you out of the left, that just insist on trying to convince us of this lie that Joe Biden was legitimately elected. I mean, if that was the case, why would you have to argue about it so much? I mean, that's the first reasonable question I ask just up front.
Right, and why are they so defensive about us investigating it? And you probably know they're not just investigating Maricopa County, but they have spread to Pima County. They're looking into that. And the plan is, our Senator Karen Fan, the leader of the Senate, mm-hmm. she said that we intend to look at every county in Arizona because, we just started with Maricopa County. This is not done. Mark Brnovich, our attorney general, is still looking in to see if there was any crime that was committed. And, some of this stuff seems pretty obvious that there was I don't know if it would rise to the level of crimes, but it definitely broke the law where they mm-hmm. started accepting ballots that didn't have signatures on them. Or the signatures, didn't match. There was clearly evidence of tens of thousands of ballots like that in Maricopa.
How can that be acceptable on its face, Rachel? I mean, come on. They talk about maintaining the integrity of the whole process, and these stories are beyond anecdotal. I mean, they're proof positive, not to mention 1,000 sworn affidavits of voter fraud that was observed by everyday citizens. But no, let's just ignore those all together and go along to get along and follow the lead of Eric Holder, who says, there's no such thing as voter fraud. Yeah, you guys are just all delusional. But, you know, it's hard to deny it when it's in your face. And they just, I mean, it's even to the point that you got, you know, Georgia's Secretary of State, who was so resistant about Donald Trump and, you know, just seemed to be very ornery and didn't even want to consider, you know, it was like the big deal, you know, or the whole deal had to come out that, you know, Donald Trump asked him, you know, go find me 11,000 votes. That's all you got to do. And I think most people would appreciate how the president asked that question. But yet the media, you know, use that as some sort of arm twisting, some sort of quid pro quo. But I mean, it was lightweight compared to anything that Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer would have ever done.
Oh yeah, I mean they're so blatant, and they think they're so clever about it. How they just label us all conspiracy freaks if, you know, we dare to say there is election fraud. And to me, I just don't understand it, because we're talking about felonies. A lot of these.
Exactly.
Like you just are going to have a double standard, you know, for you know, Democrats who are involved with this ballot counting. They get away with felonies. I mean, this isn't equal justice under the law. This isn't treating people the same.
But don't take a tour at the Capitol building unsupervised, or you're going to be in solitary confinement for a year plus and regarded as a domestic terrorist. But you can get away with this kind of cheating and ballot stuffing and voter fraud and with impunity. And, you know, to my point with Raffensperger, who so resisted the president, now he's saying, based on video evidence that's brought before him, he's going, uh-oh, I didn't see that. You know, people were stuffing the ballot at, of course, odd hours of the night. Go figure. Democrats, they love the dark of night, you know, whether it's, you know, shipping illegal immigrants into various, you know, purple states. You know, they take advantage of the darkness of night to stuff ballots. But, you know, little did they know and realize that they had video cameras on all those boxes, and they're catching people stuffing the ballot, obviously, at 2-3 o'clock in the morning. And this stuff's hard to deny. And Raffensperger has now got to come back and go, well, you know, this this looks a little, a little fishy, and if I'm get more evidence here, then I'm going to have to really do a deep down investigation and really do a serious look-see into it. Of course, you know, this has been, you know, for over a year that we've been talking about it, and everybody that brings it up is all accused as being some sort of tinfoil conspiratorist, right?
Right, and that would seem like really blatant evidence, you know, that you finally catch it on video and that they finally have to do something about it. But you probably heard here in Arizona when they caught an elections employee on video deleting hundreds of thousands of election files. Guess how they got around that one? They said that they were archiving the files. They weren't deleting them.
Okay, so are you allowed to look into the archive to see, in fact, that bits of data, in fact, is in a archive file? No, you can't ask that, right?
Right. We don't know. Nothing has happened since that came out. I haven't heard any news. So as far as I know, they still haven't even turned over those files to the auditors to look at it. It's like it's a done deal. You know, we had the Maricopa County supervisor testify to the congressional committee, the House Select Committee, and basically just very defiantly say, oh, those were just archived.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're all being Jedi'd here. You know, nothing here. Move on. Well, you know, it's the spirit of the Jedi is being thrown upon we the people, and we're just supposed to go along with it. Another thing that you've been keeping your finger on the pulse of is New York Attorney General Letitia James. 22 attorneys are fighting Arizona's law to ban abortions based on fetal abnormalities like Down syndrome. I mean, address how ridiculous this is, you know, on its face.
Well, you can't abort people for based on their race or their gender. That's already illegal. So why, you know, what's the difference? Why can't we now, you know, say that you can't abort these poor types of little children who, a lot of them, you know, grow up to have very meaningful lives and become very, very impressive people. I mean, this is so evil. Why isn't that this considered the same? And why is this woman butting her nose into our Arizona politics? She needs to stay believe how many abortion-related things this woman has gotten involved with. She's terrifying.
Yes. Now, this is absolutely crazy. And, of course, we've got European countries. Wasn't it Sweden that said that they were going to allow for – and this was a government movement. You didn't have a choice. Is they're going to say, look, you've been diagnosed with a Down syndrome child. That baby's gone, by government order.
Yeah, that's how they plan to eliminate Down syndrome in that country. They're very blatant about it. They're just like, oh, we solved Down syndrome problem. We just don't allow them to be born anymore.
And of course, what we're talking here, of course, we're talking about abortion, but there's other forms of abortion that we're not even addressing here. I mean, the abortifacient pills. There's even, more study just even about birth control pills and what that actually does. I mean, in a sense, when you consider it, you ask the question, well, is this a form of abortion? Well, there are many people and doctors and experts who are arguing that, yes, in matter of fact, it is because of what it does to the woman's body. It's not just, it's kind of like the same, the whole same lie about everything about abortion, Rachel, that, it's just, a meaningless piece of flesh. It really doesn't matter. And when you really understand, let's go, we live supposedly in the age of, the intellectual scientific mind these days. And when you really study, which isn't a real deep study about, birth control pills, boy, it causes quite a disturbance, and there's more to understand about what it does to a woman's body, and in a sense, it is a form of abortion.
Yeah, I have heard there are at least some types of birth control, and I believe the IUD, that intrauterine device, that one can operate as an abortifacient. So, if they aren't just as harmless as some people claim, at least not all of them. And I think that as the science and the technology becomes more advanced and, we know more about a fetus, I just think it's kind of like cigarettes, The more we learn about them, the more we realize how dangerous and horrible this could really be. And so these pro-abortion people, they really have no excuse and they have no conscience, to keep having this argument defending abortion. How many years has it been since Roe v. Wade?
Well, since 1973. Yeah, right. And even before then, abortions had been running rampant in our country. I mean, that was the big story that, they were happening in the alleys and all this sort of thing. And even, Down syndrome children, this argument about Down children. I mean, what are we talking about? Such a small percentage. And as you mentioned, these families who have been blessed with a Down syndrome child, you put that before them and say, hey, would you want your family without your Down syndrome child? And absolutely not, because that child has become such a blessing. And as you said, there's been, studies and how they've contributed to society. Don't keep the children away from us. That's for sure, no matter what. And that's what we have to fight for.
Even if you didn't want your Down syndrome child, somebody else would want that child and adopt them.
Amen. Amen. Rachel Alexander, Happy New Year as always. Appreciate your time and reporting. Attorney, contributor, Town Hall, WND, Christian Post, Newsmax. Also, your new job as well, right? With
Arizona Sun-Times.
Arizona Sun-Times as well. Rachel, have a good one. Thank you. Take care. Be safe.
Bye.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.